بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. Inshallah, on the 27th of the month of Ramadan, we have been able to make use of this month, especially the nights of Qadr, and we hope that we're able to benefit further from the remaining days of this month. The dua that we have for this day reads as follows. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma arzuqni fihi fadla laylatil qadr wa sayyir umuri fihi min al-usri ila al-yusr waqbal ma'adhiri wa hutta anni al-dhamba wal-wizr ya ra'ufan bi'ibadihi al-salihin. The first thing we ask is about Laylatul Qadr. Now, obviously, based on the accounts that we have, the most probable of the nights of Qadr is the 23rd, the night of the 23rd of the month of Ramadan. And according to some of the ulama and their interpretations, the night of the 19th, the night of the 21st are actually preliminary nights that preparation will be made, and that's why we have du'as, we have a'mal that we do. But the actual Laylatul Qadr is the 23rd, although it hasn't been made explicitly clear, and there are good reasons for that. But on the 27th of the month of Ramadan, we've definitely passed that. Also, according to some, the night of the 27th is the night that might also be Laylatul Qadr. We have reports on that, but they're not as reliable. Some people go ahead on the night of the 27th and they uphold the night, they perform certain a'mal. But even that, this dua is usually performed on the day, the daytime of the 27th day of the month of Ramadan, which means even that night is over with. So when we ask, O Allah, urzuqni, give me, grant me a sustenance, something that I need, as we've explained in previous du'as, fadla laylatil qadr, the fadl, the blessings that are in abundance, more and beyond what one would have done to deserve something, that fadl that exists on the night of Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is a very special night, a very important night. It's a night that the taqdeer, the provisions for the next year, what will happen over the course of that next year, comes from above and descends and comes to the earth and comes into the system that will be implementing those divine decisions of what will happen in this world over the course of the next year. And so the capacity of khair and good that exists is a lot more than other nights, and therefore we have that night is khairun min alf shahr. There's a lot of fadl there. There is a lot of blessings and bounties that are showered on people without them actually deserving it. It's from the fadl of God, as we explained that term in one of the previous supplications on this month. But why are we asking for God to give us that on the 27th day of the month of Ramadan? Shouldn't we be asking this before Laylatul Qadr, before the night of Qadr? I think maybe one of the reasons why we ask that question is that we feel that once Laylatul Qadr is over with, then whatever has been decided, now it's over. If we want to view things in that way, which is an incorrect understanding of the circumstances, incorrect understanding of the night of Qadr, then we should not be praying throughout the following year, and we shouldn't be praying for the following night of Qadr either. Why? Because if everything has already been set in stone, then why should we do prayers for the next night of Qadr? Whether we're going to do prayers or we're not going to do prayers, or whatever good is going to come to us, is something that's already set in stone beforehand. So why should we even try? And for every year the same question comes. No, that's not a correct understanding. Even after the night of Qadr, one can ask for the blessings that were descending on that night, that the earth and humanity and this realm of existence was showered with that mercy. We're asking for that fadl to come to us. So it seems like that wouldn't be an issue. There's a lot of fadl, and especially on that night, we're asking here to receive some of that. وَصَيِّرْ أُمُورِي فِيهِ مِنَ الْعُسْرِ إِلَى الْيُسْرِ. Oh Allah, in this month, change my affairs. Instead of them being hard and difficult, make them easy, make my life easy, put me in circumstances of ease. This is a dua that we find many times and in many of our supplications, asking for yusr, ease, instead of usr, hardship. Now, realistically, this world, this realm of existence, the material world we're in, which is a world of conflicts, having ease all along is definitely not possible. It can't be such. Everyone, rich and poor, prophets and non-prophets, imams and non-imams, religious and non-religious, pious and non-pious, everyone is going to face difficulties and hardships. That's how this world is going to be. But asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring ease to one, especially at times of hardship, is very important for numerous reasons. One of them being, for example, that if I am in those very difficult circumstances, I may lose my faith. I may make wrong decisions. Now, I am put in those circumstances. I will have to make decisions. But the want to be in circumstances that I don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good thing to want. It's good to ask for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ease in order for us to be able to worship Him better in those circumstances. And of course, it should be mentioned that circumstances of ease are also tests. And they are tests that many times we fail, because when we are at ease, when we are in our comfort zones, when we have everything.